KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We start with news just in. Three people have died after a road crash in Maritzburg. It's understood a car collided with a bridge on Payne Street this morning after losing control. First responders from KwaZulu Private Ambulance Services say it left the driver entrapped. Spokesperson Craig Buerta.
Paramedics, together with fire and rescue services, utilized specialized rescue tools to successfully extricate the driver. Sadly, this incident resulted in three fatalities. The driver sustained serious injuries and received immediate medical attention before being transported to hospital for further care.
Investigations into the accident are underway. KZN Premier Tami Ntuli says tighter security measures are on the cards for the Cozi Bay border post near Manguzi, northern KZN. He was leading an imbizo in the area on Friday, where the provincial government is intensifying efforts to tackle cross-border crime between South Africa and Mozambique. Ntuli says they're working closely with law enforcement and communities to disrupt criminal networks and restore safety in the region.
We're quite very happy with the work in which the police are working. The stats of the arrest and cars recovered, even the goods, including the firearms. You know, there's some of the communities that were volunteering to fight crime were killed. It's a hope that we have that as we increase the cooperation or the collaboration of the community, KwaZulu-Natal will be safer.
In the UK, the families of those killed in the 1994 Chinook helicopter crash say they'll seek a judicial review of the government's decision not to hold a public inquiry into the tragedy. Sky's Chris Milligan has more.
All 29 people on board died when the helicopter came down in foggy conditions on the Mull of Kintyre. It was carrying MI5 officers, army personnel and police from an airbase outside Belfast to a conference in Scotland. An initial investigation blamed pilot error. But that was overturned and it later emerged the aircraft had known technical flaws. The Ministry of Defence has previously claimed an inquiry would be unlikely to reach any new conclusions.
And finally, elderly South Africans are working longer than expected and may end up relying on their adult children for support. That's according to FNB's latest Retirement Insights survey. The bank says financial pressure is making it difficult for many to stick to their retirement plans. It says some pensioners are even dipping into their savings early or abandoning their retirement products altogether. Here's FNB's Samgelo Zwane.
Just 10% of respondents are planning to fully retire at the age of 60. Although more South Africans claim to have a retirement plan, very few are on track to achieve their goals. 60% of South Africans under the age of 60 now have a retirement plan, but only 25% have a retirement annuity, and their retirement journey is disturbed by premature withdrawals.
The top story, three people have been killed after a road crash in Maritzburg. It's understood a car collided with a bridge on Payne Street this morning after losing control. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.